Between You and Me by Carol Mason, performed by Maura Quirk. The sun felt like anything but a winter one. I accessed the palm-treed pool deck with my room's key card, surprised to see there was one other person with the same intention. He looked up from his phone. He may have said good morning or hi, nothing that demanded a reply. I shot one anyway in his general direction. As he was occupying a lounger at the near side of the pool, I walked over to the far side, my laptop and notepad tucked under my arm. Parking myself under an umbrella, I stared out across the barely populated expanse of buttermilk sand, currently being groomed by two John Deere tractors. I watched them for a while as they performed their repetitive loops. A Los Angeles Police Department helicopter circled noisily overhead. It was several hours later, in the mid-afternoon, when I heard a voice say, "Would you like a drink?" I had almost nodded off and practically jumped out of my skin. "Sorry," he said. He was standing a few feet away. "I didn't mean to startle you." It seemed to entertain him. "I just thought, it's cocktail hour. I'm ordering something, and I thought you might like one too." I sat up and looked at him. He was tall and slim, brownish hair flecked with grey at the temples, older than me, maybe by a decade, and he was wearing a pair of aviator sunglasses. "No thanks," I said. "I think I'm okay." He plucked off his glasses. It was a face that was neither forgettable in its ordinariness nor straightforwardly handsome, more like somewhere in the interesting middle. "Are you sure?" he said. There was a certain kindly tenacity in his gaze. "Sounds like there's room for movement." Part of me thought, "Go on." But what came out was, "Thanks, I'm good." He gave a slightly helpless shrug and walked away. I immediately regretted not having been more sporting. Oh well. I reached for my laptop, tried to remember what I'd been doing before my thwarted attempt at a nap. 10 minutes or so later, a hand performed a wide arc around my shoulder. "If I'm completely out of line, you don't have to drink it." He was holding out a glass of some pale green concoction with a disc of lime on the rim. "What is it?" I asked, staring at his long, slim, tapered fingers. "A cucumber jalapeno margarita." "Uh-oh." I quickly pushed it to arm's length. "I'm deathly allergic to jalapenos." For a moment, he looked mortified.
"You are?"
"Actually," I tried to keep a straight face. "No, I'm not. Sorry, I couldn't resist that." "Wow," he said, after a little laugh. "That's cruel." He shook his head, seeming rather bemused. "I think you might have just put me off asking a woman to have a drink with me ever again." We smiled at each other. I invited him to sit down on the lounger next to me.
"Well, if I'm not intruding,"